This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. All preparations are in place for single-phase polling in Tamil Nadu and for the first phase of voting in West Bengal for assembly elections tomorrow. In Tamil Nadu, polling will be held in a single phase for all the 234 assembly constituencies in the state. In West Bengal, 152 seats across 16 districts will be covered in the first phase. The Election Commission has made all arrangements to conduct a free, fair and peaceful election. A BJP delegation comprising senior leaders Nirmala Sitharaman, Kiran Rijiju, Arjun Ram Meghwal and Arun Singh today met Election Commission over the alleged derogatory remarks of the Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge against Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The delegations demanded the Commission to take strict action and asked the Congress President to apologize to the country. Talking to media after the meeting, BJP leader Nirmala Sitharaman said the party has demanded that the Commission to take the issue in all its seriousness and act firmly and sternly.
Today we appeared before the full commission to bring to the notice of the commission that no less a person than the president of the Congress party and the leader of the opposition in Rajya Sabha chose to call the prime minister a terrorist. It has been a pattern in the Congress party that they use chosen abusive language against the prime minister. So we've requested the commission to take this in all its seriousness and act firmly and sternly.
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today highlighted that the relations between India and Germany have gradually become stronger with time. Mr. Singh was addressing the Indian diaspora at Berlin in Germany.
India and Germany are democratic powers which have the potential to bring new prosperity to the world through mutual cooperation. The relationship between India and Germany is not limited to democracy, but also to its economic, commercial, industrial, strategic and defense dimensions. These relations are getting stronger and stronger. The people of our Indian community work as a living bridge between India and Germany.
भारत और जर्मनी के बीच संबंधों में हमारी भारतीय समुदाय के लोग एक लिविंग ब्रिज का काम करते हैं.
Mr. Singh reached Berlin yesterday on a three-day visit to Germany. Nation is paying tribute to the victims of the Pahalgam terror attack on its first anniversary today. On this day last year, 26 innocent people, mostly tourists, were killed by terrorists at Pahalgam in Jammu and Kashmir. The dastardly attack shook the nation and drew condemnation from governments and leaders across the world. In response to Pahalgam terror attack, Indian Armed Forces launched the Operation Sindoor on the intervening night of 6th and 7th of May last year. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid tribute to the victims of the Pahalgam terror attack today. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, Home Minister Amit Shah and External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar have also paid tributes to the victims of the cowardly terror attack. U.S. President Donald Trump has said that he's indefinitely extending the ceasefire with Iran to allow the two countries to continue peace talks aimed at ending the war. The announcement came as the two-week truce expired this morning. However, President Trump in a social media post stated that U.S. Navy's blockade of Iran's ports and shore will continue until Tehran presents a unified proposal. There was no immediate comment from Iran's most senior leaders, but Iranian state media affiliated with Iran's Revolutionary Guards said Iran had not asked for a ceasefire extension and repeated its threats to break the U.S. blockade by force. Earth Day is being observed across the globe to demonstrate support for environmental protection. On the occasion, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan in a social media post urged everyone to reaffirm their commitment to protect and preserve the planet. On World Earth Day, Director General of News Services Division, Akashvani, Dheeraj M. Kakadia, administered the pledge to the officers and officials at Akashvani Bhavan in New Delhi. Benchmark domestic equity indices were trading around 0.8% lower in forenoon session today. The Sensex plunged 687 points to 78,586. In IPL cricket, hosts Lucknow Super Giants will face Rajasthan Royals this evening at 7:30 p.m. Last night, hosts Sunrisers Hyderabad defeated Delhi Capitals by 47 runs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.